This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, whenever this has come up in campaigns in the past, you go back to 1998 during impeachment, House Republicans pursuing it, they lose seats. Your own advisors, when you were thinking about running for Senate, looked into bringing this up in the Senate race and said it would have been a bad idea.
Well, you know, I think it is a bad idea to focus on President Clinton's personal life. That's his personal life. It is not a bad idea to point out her hypocrisy. Her hypocrisy, if she's attacking Donald Trump about how he deals with women, well, then we have to respond by how she deals with women, which is to take money from governments that kill women, take money from governments that stone women, take money from governments that have women who can't drive cars, not just money, millions and tens of millions of dollars from countries in which women are treated like property and killed when they get raped. And so now, basically, it's don't lecture me, Hillary, on feminism because you're a phony.
You suggest
Rudy Giuliani and George Stephanopoulos, the beat goes on and the controversy continues. Of course, Trump getting heat, Scott. Somebody leaked out his, I guess 4 pages of his tax documents, and that's, just adding to the fervor. I mean, remember what they did to Mitt Romney. And again, the same thing I ask is who wouldn't want to be like Donald Trump when it comes to, finances and doing what he did, and and remember what Harry Reid, how he lied about Mitt Romney, and then afterwards chuckled, just says, "Oh well, he didn't get it anyway." So it's just all this, anytime you can cast a doubt, and Trump's call, is his momentum bigger than any doubt that Hillary Clinton could put forth, and is she bigger than any doubt that conservatives can put about her, whether it has to do with her scandals or, her sickness? I mean, did you catch the Saturday Night Live spoof on the debate? That was hysterical. You know, Hillary comes walking out in a cane, and coughing. The Hillary character, I should say, in Saturday Night Live, and then she flips over and says, "Hey, let's get this going," So, really, really funny bit. Some of the stuff, Alec Baldwin was, his self. So it was fine. He must have loved doing that as much as, he hates Republicans, I guess, But, anyway, it was good fun.
He only plays them on TV.
Yeah, that's right. He only plays them on TV. But a lot happened. A lot happened over the weekend. Of course, the buzz is still about the Ryder Cup. I mean, could you believe, I cannot believe that match with Phil Mickelson and Sergio Garcia, they post 63s. I mean, you gotta understand how incredible that is. Both of them, to half the match. I mean, what a great half of a point that they shared after a stellar 18 holes. I mean, unbelievable 63s, both of them post. But of course, the USA too much for Europe. I mean, in capturing the cup, Ryder Cup 2016, and they swept to victory. But for some minor disappointments there. Jordan Spieth just had a bad weekend. I don't know what happened with him. If it was just different. They talk about the different pressure, the team pressure, and you can definitely feel it. And if you thought not, when you watched Lee Westwood miss like a 2-footer. That gave the whole point the day before to the U.S. team. You just know that these guys who play for big money, when you put, national pride on the line, it's nerve-wracking. And a lot of pressure on these guys. But the United States, of course, coming back, from a bitter, bitter loss at Hazeltine when they had the momentum going for them. And that's what you were wondering, going, oh, is this going to be another experience? But they held They held, you know, with confidence and stayed focused, and, you know, it was 17-11. Wow. Incredible win as the U.S. Brings back the Ryder Cup back to the United States. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We got Bill Federer coming up next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you. Hope all is well. Had a great weekend. And you're ready to start off an exciting week. And, hey, what a great way to get it underway. We got Bill Federer with us. Bill, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill Federer, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, I got to tell you again, I am so grateful for you. You are such a gift. And what you did for the Assyrian Christians a couple of weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen, Bill was one of our guests on an international telethon that took place. I was they flew me out to Modesto, and it was kind of funny, Bill, because they said, hey, you're going to interview a couple guys. You kind of know these guys, and that's what you're going to do. That's the way it started out, and it ended up me hosting 5 hours of this telethon. The highlight for me was you coming on and giving everybody a history lesson about Middle East Christianity and the contribution and the persecution. And you put it in such a context that people were just blown away. And Helma Addy, who was the gal that had produced the movie The Last Stand, was just blown away with the history. You just you gave her chicken skin. I mean, it was just wonderful.
Well, I was honored, and my heart breaks when I hear reports of these Assyrians being killed and America not only not helping them, mm-hmm. in many cases, they're fighting armies using American weapons.
Yes.
America's weapons have been falling into the hands of ISIS, and they're being used to kill these Christian Assyrians. How long can we, as Americans, allow this to continue, this foreign policy that has been put in place by our current president?
Well, Bill, the Christians, particularly in the Nineveh Plains, the Assyrian Christians, and that area being held off, I mean, at one point, 1.5 million Christians there. Now it's down to 200,000. They're huddling wherever they can huddle to stay out of harm's way. They have been ravaged. I mean, the stories that are coming out of there, stories that Helma had to share with us about what's happening to young girls, you can only imagine. But fathers, for just a moment, I mean, you can imagine this. Your mother is holding on to your daughter as ISIS comes in and tears your daughter out of their arms, and you're begging them to not take her. Of course, they take her, and then you come up with some negotiation plea, and they say, okay, give us $54,000, you can have your daughter back. So you go, and you get $54,000, and you don't get your daughter back. Another father has her daughter taken away, his daughter taken away, and he says, please, send her back to me, send her back to me. ISIS sends her back to him in pieces, Bill, in pieces. This is the kind of horrific stuff that's going on there in the Middle East, particularly to Christians, because there's no covering for them. It is a Muslim world. the leadership there since, you know, believe it or not, Saddam Hussein kind of held things together and protected them. He's out of the picture. ISIS is running rampant, and Christians are being persecuted. And meanwhile, it's as if it's World War II again, Bill, and the church is just singing louder and ignoring what's going on.
Well, and again, the heartbreak is that ISIS is using American weapons.
Yes.
And you see the bigger picture. The Ottoman Empire had existed from 1071 up until after World War One, to around 1923, this Ottoman Muslim Empire. And America and Britain helped defeat the Ottoman Empire. People are familiar with Sir Lawrence of Arabia. There is a movie about him, right? He helps organize Arab Muslims to fight Turkish Muslims. And so World War One, the Ottoman Empire is gone. The Muslim world is divided up, and it's ruled by presidents and kings who want to be friends with the West.
Mm.
And so Britain had ruled the world for two centuries. America wins World War One, World War Two. And so the Muslim leaders would dress in Western business suits, get rid of the beards, the fezes, the burqas. They would teach English in their countries, send their kids to Western schools. Everything is moving in this Western direction. The Shah of Iran, he loved America. I met his son years ago. And so a couple things happened. 1928, the Muslim Brotherhood has started. And then they would target these secular leaders, and the West would prop up the secular leaders.
Mm.
Then 1938, oil is discovered in Saudi Arabia by Standard Oil Company of California, the Rockefellers.
Yes.
And the Saudi Arabia goes from the poorest Muslim country to the richest Muslim country. And the rest of the Muslim world says, well, hey, why be like a Britain and America to be blessed? Let's be more fundamental Muslim like Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, we flip the magnetic switch to draw them all toward this fundamental Saudi Arabia, right? One of the five pillars of Islam. Once in their life, they're supposed to go to a pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia, to, you know, Mecca and Medina. And anyway, then the Muslim in Saudi Arabia began to finance the spread of fundamental Islam, began to buy politicians in the West, and both parties, right, large contributions. We see a lot of the emails that are coming out is Hillary Clinton has received her Clinton Foundation hundreds of millions of dollars from Muslim sheikhs. And so they're using this money in Saudi Arabia to buy Western politicians, not just in America, but also in Europe. And so there's this dynamic change happening. So their goal is to ultimately reestablish the Ottoman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
They want to call it a caliphate. The supreme leader after Muhammad died is the caliph. The area he controls politically is called the caliphate. And so they want to reestablish the caliphate, this Ottoman Muslim USSR of Islam, so to speak. But to do this, they need to get rid of these little presidents and kings. And so our president, Jimmy Carter, abandoned the Shah. Nixon did nothing when the Muslims killed 2.5 million Hindus in Pakistan and India in 1971. I love Reagan, but he, when the Muslims blew up the Marine barracks in Lebanon, his response was to tuck tail and run. So we're showing ourselves weak.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Carter had a national security advisor named Zbigniew Brzezinski. And he said, oh, well, Russia, Cold War, they're the enemy. Let's help give money and arms and guns to these fundamental Muslims, the Mujahideen,
yes,
the Shah. And this will help break up the Soviet Union. Well, he was right, but it created a monster.
Yeah, exactly.
And it went from a cancerous tumor to now it's metastasized and it's spread all over. And then our president decides to get rid of Mubarak, our ally in Egypt.
Bill, real quick, for just a moment, let's go back to that crossroads there. How did America miss that? Did they just not see that the sentiment, the ideal that was growing within the Muslim community, all of a sudden they're thinking, wow, they're being blessed. God is giving them this opportunity, and here they are confounding the West, and the West is becoming complicit in the trajectory that they could only dream about.
Right. Well, in Islam, they have a concept. When your enemy shows weakness, that is Allah giving them to you.
Mm.
And so when we're showing ourselves weak, when we in their mind, our military is their slave army, like their janissaries, their mamluks, their slave army, that we're doing their bidding.
Mm.
They feel that, Hillary Clinton rebuilt mosques in 27 countries when she was Secretary of State with hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars. They view that as tribute.
Exactly.
To posturing ourselves.
Bill, we got to go to break. We'll leave it there. We'll come back. And speaking of Hillary, we're going to talk about Hillary and Trump's America. Bill Federer is our guest. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Fleischmann's Simply Homemade. With families busier than ever, finding time to cook homemade meals can seem daunting. Here to share some tips, Ayesha Curry, author of the cookbook The Seasoned Life.
As a working wife and mother, I'm always on the go and strive to find balance. I always have the staples on hand to whip up a delicious meal on the fly. One of my go-tos is Fleischmann's Simply Homemade Cornbread. It's made with the same high-quality, real simple ingredients that you'd find in your own pantry or fridge. It contains no artificial ingredients or preservatives. I love the delicious scratch-made taste, and the best part is, no one can tell that it came from a box.
If you love homemade cornbreads and muffins, but are short on time, turn to Fleischmann's Simply Homemade premium line of baking mixes to deliver scratch-made taste each and every time. For more information, visit facebook.com/simplyhomemademix. That's facebook.com/simplyhomemademix.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started. It is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I can feel you.
PhilMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're holding on to summer as long as we can. Although, Bill Federer, I went to a store the other day. They already had Christmas decorations out. I mean, it's just barely October, right?
Yeah, well, the commerce has to, I guess, keep the ball rolling there.
I mean, it's just amazing, you know, that as much as some people don't know how to say Merry Christmas and they still get swallowed up, you know, they don't want to offend anybody, but yet, in the name of commerce, man, let's get those Santa Clauses, let's get those Christmas offerings out early, you know, and kind of amazing. But anyway, pick up the conversation, Bill, regarding, you know, Hillary. I was not aware of the number of mosques that she has built with taxpayers' money. That's incredible.
Well, it's $770 million. We built mosques in 27 countries, part of the U.S. State Department's USAID and U.S. Ambassadors Fund for Cultural Preservation. And Hillary rebuilt mosques in Afghanistan, Albania, Azerbaijan, Benin, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Cairo, Egypt, Maldives, Montenegro, on and on. Not rebuilding churches, mm-hmm. just rebuilding mosques. And so this was part of a cultural outreach, right? Well,
yeah.
The problem is, in Muslim countries, that when countries are conquered by Islam, that country has to pay them tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And so they view the money that we're paying them as tribute, right? So when mm-hmm. they capture some of our sailors, and we have our president sending billions of dollars over in an airplane to ransom them back, they view us as having been conquered, and we're paying them tribute.
Right.
We try to say, we can call it whatever we want. They have at least 1,400 years of Islamic mindset. And
exactly.
In Islamic mindset, when Muslims conquer a people, the people they conquer are forbidden to insult them.
Right.
And I was on the airplane with a 30-year military intelligence officer, and he says, well, we've only been taught not to offend them. Read the Kite Runner, a book about a little boy getting raped and how this is normal in Muslim cultures. And he says, you know, I told him, I said, you have to understand, when Muslims conquer a people, the people they conquer are forbidden to insult them.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to the Republican Lincoln freed the slaves. Democrats in the Deep South passed Jim Crow laws and black codes, started the KKK, and the freed slaves had to learn to live as second-class citizens.
Mm-hmm.
If they got uppity, their Democrat former masters would lynch them.
Right.
And so they had to learn to live in this second-class status. Horrible chapter in America's history, but an accurate description of how Christians and Jews have to live in Muslim countries. They have to live in this second-class status where they can never offend a Muslim.
And so, interesting and quite ironic, Bill, if I can interrupt you just a second, you know, that here the premise that they tell Americans is they're going to preserve the culture, right? Well, what did they do in the Nineveh Plains? I didn't see much preservation and much tax dollars going there to preserve all the antiquities in Nineveh.
Right. We had, they had stuff that went back to 700 B.C. The grave of Jonah existed there in Mosul, Iraq, in that area of Nineveh, his grave existed from 700 B.C. up until a couple of years ago when the ISIS Muslims destroyed it. I was reading one of the reports from ancient history where Caliph Umar invaded Cairo, Egypt, and they had the oldest library in the world in Cairo, had stuff that went back to Abraham's day. And they went to him and they said, what do we do with these books? And Caliph Umar said, every book that does not agree with the Quran, destroy.
Wow.
And every book that does agree with the Quran is redundant because we have the Quran, so destroy them all. Supposedly, it took 6 months to burn them all. Well, earlier this year, I was reading Breitbart News, and it had an article. It says, ISIS militants raided the Central Library of Mosul and destroyed all non-Islamic books. These books promote infidelity and call for disobeying Allah, announced a militant to the residents, so they will be burned. ISIS militants targeted the library at the University of Mosul. They burned science and cultural textbooks in front of the students, Boston Globe reported. A University of Mosul history professor who spoke on condition he not be named because of his fear of the Islamic State said extremists started wrecking the collections of other public libraries. They're doing the same thing today that they did with Caliph Umar in 642 A.D. back then, destroying libraries, destroying books, destroying all, not they view their Islamic culture, their, when they set up Islamic centers, their idea is they are superior to the infidel pagan culture, and they want to get rid of their language, get rid of their culture, and they want to supplant it with their Islam. Very, in a sense, sort of an invasive species.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in nature you have domestic species and invasive. You've got your English honeybees and your African killer bees. You've got your Kentucky bluegrass. You've got your Texas crabgrass. Right, somebody let a python loose in the Everglades, and there's no natural predators to it in this hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
These things are growing 40 feet long, swallowing cows. It's an invasive species. Well, you know, our Judeo-Christian culture is more domestic, do unto others as you would have them do it to you. And then Islam is more invasive. Wherever it comes in, it eradicates and erases the previous mm-hmm. culture.
Well, Thomas Jefferson understood that and reacted quite, quite immediately, all things considered. I mean, compared to what we're doing here in the West in this 21st century, I mean, we just have our heads in the sand here, Bill. I mean, as the wisest man to ever live said, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, they're not doing anything different. This is a plan that they've been working for thousands of years.
Right. And so this is a key thing to understand what's going on is Muhammad. So there's terrorist attacks that take place, and politicians are very quick to assure us that these terrorists do not represent true Islam. And there's an Orlando killing, and there's beheadings in Oklahoma, and there's Boston bombings. The politicians say, well, those killers, they do not represent true Islam. Well, yet in many cases, the killers are yelling Allahu Akbar, which is Allah is greater. And they claim they actually do represent true Islam. Who can tell us what true Islam is? One person, Muhammad. He was the best Muslim that ever lived. His life is actually called the example, the sunnah. And so lots of Muslims have gotten away from following his example. We call them nonviolent. But when they begin to sense the non-Muslim world as weak, they take that as an indicator that Allah wants them to get back to following Muhammad's example. We call that getting radicalized. We put Muhammad's life under examination. We see it goes through three stages. He was a religious leader for 12 years in the pagan city of Mecca. He only makes 70 converts. He gets confrontational, and the people of Mecca chase him out of town for disturbing the peace. In 622 A.D., Muhammad has nowhere to go. He is a Muslim refugee. He flees north 210 miles to a Jewish city called Medina. They are nice. They are tolerant. They let Muhammad in as a Muslim immigrant.
Yes.
Muhammad goes into the minority pagan neighborhoods where they have grievances against the Jewish government. He organizes a following. We're familiar with the term of organizing in the community.
Right.
He gets his following. He goes to the Jews and he pressures them to now accommodate him and his followers politically. Right. You have to change your laws now that we're here. The Jews do. They make a treaty with Muhammad. Now Muhammad is a political leader in addition to being a religious leader. When Muhammad's followers get confrontational, they get chased out of Mecca for disturbing the peace. They are Muslim refugees. They go to Medina, the Jews let him in as Muslim immigrants, and Muhammad allows his followers to rob the caravan headed to Mecca. In retaliation for the Meccans chasing him out, he becomes a military leader, fights 66 battles and raids. Within 5 years of him coming into the Jewish city of Medina as an immigrant, there is not a Jew left in the city of Medina. They would chase out children's place.
And how many, and this is the example. This is the model, and we've seen this repeated time and time again, and it's repeating right before our eyes. And we talk about this country being sensitive. How many Muslims are directly involved in the inner circle and the inner workings of our U.S. government today, Bill Fetter?
Well, I can name them.
But we're out of time. We're going to tell everybody, Google it, check it out yourself. Bill Fetter has been our guest. Bill, real quick, where can they go for more information? We've got 5 seconds.
AmericanMinute.com is my website.
When man stops believing in God, he'll believe in anything. Torchbearer follows the Duck Commander, Phil Robertson, as he argues the absurdity of life without God.
Human civilization's best chance of survival is to anchor itself in the God of creation. God created man and woman in his image. We are image bearers of God.
Torchbearer. This film is not yet rated. In select theaters, October 7th. More information is available at torchbearermovie.com.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to focus our attention now on the legendary golfer Arnold Palmer, who passed away. And, you know, we've got with us, you know, a very blessed golfing teacher and mentee of Arnold Palmer. And Arnold Palmer, who was named the athlete of the decade for the 60s, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal. He was the first golfer to surpass $1 million in earnings. His biggest tourney, tournament, which got him $50,000, of course, the kind of money that we talk about today, astronomical in comparison. But Brad Brewer, who is one of the top 100 teachers, is here to share his wisdom and insights that he gleaned from the golf legend Arnold Palmer over the course of their more than 25 years of business and friendship. Brad, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Good to be on.
Well, Brad, first of all, boy, our condolences. You know, I think the whole world, and certainly anybody that has ever picked up a golf club, you know, just grieved in their heart and said a prayer the moment that they heard that Arnold Palmer had passed. We had seen the deterioration of his health in the recent years, and we knew, you know, we were blessed to have him around, and it was just a matter of time, and the time came up, and you know, and we know for you, as close as you were to Arnie, that this is a big loss for you.
Yeah, no doubt, it's a loss for me. It's a loss for certainly his family and friends, and for the golfing world, I think, and for our communities. I mean, he did so much for Orlando and Latrobe, and and such that, yeah, we all mourn for sure.
Well, your book, Mentored by the King, you know, a great book that gives us insight into the personality of one Arnold Palmer. I mean, he was out there. I mean, this guy was he was so enigmatic and so charismatic. It was like when Arnie would come into a room, it was like all the oxygen was gone. It all belonged to him, didn't it?
He had this aura. You know, you hear of that. And, you know, I was at a function. My daughter went to Notre Dame. I was at a function where a cardinal was there. And I was like, wow, look at, you could just see the aura around this person. They just have a uniqueness to their vibration. And Arnold certainly, you know, not to compare him with a cardinal, but, I mean, he certainly had this presence that you walk in a room and it's like, oh, he just stood out.
Yes.
You just picked him out right away, and there could be 100 people in the room. It's like, boom, there he is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, how did it start for you? How'd you meet him?
I met him shortly after graduating from Flagler College. I wanted to play professionally. I started working for a golf club that the director of golf was soon after hired to become the director of the Arnold Palmer Golf Management Company. And it was a new startup company. And Ed said on the way out, he goes, you know, I know you want to play for a living, but I'm going to, you know, I'm going to stay in touch with you. I think you might fit into what we're doing. And within 6 months, he calls up. He says, listen, I got a gig I think you'll like. I said, what's that? He goes, I want you to be our professional host in Hawaii. I'm like, when do I leave?
In Hawaii. Yeah, right.
So that's kind of how it began. And shortly after I met Mr. Palmer, he was out for a visit, and we hit it off. And he invited me to come back and help him open up Isleworth Country Club, which I had a similar role. It was more of a plain professional and, you know, a little bit of shop time. But, yeah, and that's where our relationship really started to blossom. And years later, after I played a little bit on the Australian tour, on the Hogan tour, he contacted me, and I came down to Orlando to meet with him, and they had this concept, and they thought I would be perfect for it, because obviously he was watching the news and seeing that I was not making enough putts. And I was traveling with two young children at the time, so it was an opportunity to open up the Arnold Palmer Golf Academy. So we started that at Bay Hill in 1990. I ran it to 2000. That really kind of took our relationship and business relationship to the next level. I mean, I was just, it was wild toad's ride, just trying to keep up with his energy and his movement. And, you know, sometimes, you know, because he had that private jet, we could do three cities in a day and needed to at certain times. Yeah, so it was pretty nuts.
Well, amazing that a man like Arnold Palmer is so blessed, not only as a gifted athlete, but as a businessman. And he saw where golf was going. He was at the forefront. He was the lightning rod for the expansion of golf into the marketplace, wasn't he?
I really think he was. And, you know, we look back and television came on the scene, and you had this charismatic individual that really cared about people, and it really showed. So his genuineness, you know, was made him a perfect pitch man for whatever product he got involved in, and certainly did all the way to his final days. And so, you know, I heard a great line from, you know, a couple of the gifted athletes that are now, you know, benefiting from, you know, their endorsements and whatever. And, and one of them was Peyton Manning. He said, you know, Arnold was the trendsetter for us to be able to take off our helmet and make money off the field. And for sure that, you know, if you take a look back, he was really the first pitch guy out there.
Right, exactly. For you, having been around him so closely and the wisdom that he was blessed with, share some of the golden nuggets that you learned from Arnie.
Well, you know, the number one thing that people have probably heard 100 times the last couple days is, you know, he cared so much about people, and he wanted his when you were close to him, it was treat people the way you want to be treated. That's that was his golden rule. And, and that truly came across. And so when you're trying to be competitive, that sometimes can be challenging. We tend to cross the line. And so it was neat to see the energy of the Ryder Cup and the camaraderie that went back and forth. They were fighting fiercely to win, but at the same time, they showed an appreciation for one another. They showed a spirit that was, you know, exactly the way that Arnold Palmer would have wanted it to be. I love that.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I mean, it was a great weekend for golf and the Ryder Cup and America. But, yes, I think there were times there when, there was just good sportsmanship. And you're glad to see it as opposed to previous years where there's been some contention. And certainly you had a situation with Arnie and Jack Nicklaus when it was time to pass the baton on. You know, maybe more of that was made up in the media than it was between the two of them. What do you say?
It definitely was made up in the media. The media wanted to write about this fight, or this fierce fight, or almost a hatred for one another. It was quite the opposite. I mean, they loved to compete against one another, and they loved to compete against one another when each one was playing their best, kind of like what we saw yesterday.
You believe the Mickelson and Sergio Garcia, both of them shoot a 63,
yeah,
Brad?
19 birdies. I mean, that is a U.S. Open golf course. That's not an easy golf course.
Exactly, right.
It was insane. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's the spirit right there. I mean, that's what makes golf so uniquely different, I think, than a lot of the other sports that are out there. And and Jack and Arnold had a great friendship that and an admiration for one another. But when they got onto the playing field, they wanted to beat each other's brains out, for sure.
Exactly. Well, they were competitive animals. And of course, Arnie's army lives on. And along with that, his legacy, Brad. And, you know, thank you for the book. Thank you for sharing, you know, the personal insights that you enjoyed and were blessed by having been so close to the king himself, Arnold Palmer, in your book, Mentored by the King. The book is available at all the usual places, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And for more information, where do you want to direct good folks to?
They can just hit my website, bradbrewer.com. Pretty simple.
Just that simple. Arnie would say, always give a firm handshake, use fear for fuel, befriend your enemy, don't dwell on yesterday's news, and practice like a pro. There's some good tips right there, Brad, I think, right?
No doubt, for sure.
You got it. Brad Brewer has been with us. Brad, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Or with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
When man stops believing in God, he'll believe in anything. Torchbearer follows the Duck Commander, Phil Robertson, as he argues the absurdity of life without God.
Human civilization's best chance of survival is to anchor itself in the God of creation. God created man and woman in his image. We are image bearers of God.
Torchbearer. This film is not yet rated. In select theaters October 7th. More information is available at torchbearermovie.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Go Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Good to have you along with us, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you for the ride as we continue to do everything we can, all in, all hands on deck. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be a ground-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess to begin with. But, of course, I divert for just a moment, and it's important that we take a little bit of a mental break. After all, after last night's debate and all the discussion and this political year that we're in the middle of right now, you know, if we just hold on to that one topic, our brains are going to bruise and explode on us. Got a real treat for you. Erin Bethea is with us, American actress. She's known for appearing in Sherwood Pictures films Facing the Giants and Fireproof. She's the daughter of Michael and Terry Catt. Her father, Dr. Michael Catt, is the senior pastor at Sherwood Baptist Church. I know when you hear that, you think of the Kendrick brothers. And, of course, she's been hanging around the Kendrick brothers for quite a while. Right, Erin?
Yes, that's right, for a long time.
Yeah, well, good fun. I mean, here, you know, you've been a part of their movies, particularly Fireproof, more specifically, which you really got a lot of attention for your role in Fireproof.
Yeah, that movie completely changed my life. I mean, I was working as an actress before Fireproof, but not in movies. And so when you get into movies that go nationwide and have a success like Fireproof does, it's bound to have an impact.
Did it confirm your purpose at that point? I mean, you were doing well. You're an actress, but I think along the line, you know, along the way in anything that we do, we look for confirmation. Did this confirm you were on the right track at this point?
Yeah, I think it definitely helped confirm it. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that you just sort of, you know, in your gut what the Lord has sort of steered you toward and given you a desire to do. And when he gives you those opportunities to do them and to do them in such a big way with such responsibility as a film like Fireproof, then absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about New Life, the movie. that comes out in about a month. I mean, this has been, you know, a project of love for you. I mean, you were on both sides of the camera.
Yes. Yeah. Writing, producing, acting. I've lost my mind. I'm trying to be Alex Kendrick, apparently.
Yeah. you did everything but bring the donuts. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't direct. I'm not that crazy, but.
But this is one of those projects for you, you know, that probably, you know, like many things that come from God, when it first comes to you as the seed, an idea, you question whether or not, you know, God, do you really want me to do this? You know, this is more than anything I've ever done. Often I say that's the true test. When it's something impossible, then it's definitely coming from God, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is one of those things that I was really afraid of for a long time. And actually, a good friend of mine, Kevin Downs, who is a Christian film producer, he was also in Courageous and Mom's Night Out and Woodlawn. He had approached me about a year before I started on this new life journey. And he was like, I just really feel like it's time for you to produce. And I was like, you've lost your mind. You know, you're crazy. And then as this opportunity sort of fell into my lap and almost happened before I even knew it was happening, I suddenly was like, oh man, Kevin totally had an early word that I didn't have yet. And I'm glad that I had the early warning.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's where we love prophets. You know, we love the prophetic and we love people who see something that necessarily we can't see. It's that word aptly spoken that comes and hits you and encourages you, you know, like anybody and anyone that's on, you know, living on purpose. You look for those benchmarks. You look for those signs in the road that say, yeah, okay, I'm on the right road here. And so what a neat word. And so you and Drew Waters got together. Now, you and Drew had worked together before.
We had. We had been co-starring in another faith-based film called The Redemption of Henry Myers.
Mm-hmm.
That's also one of my favorite films that I've done. And while we were actually shooting that film, he approached me with the idea for this movie that at the time was called Nouvelle Vie, which is French for New Life, and was a short film kind of along this same story of what our feature film ended up being. And I just fell in love with his idea and his story, and he asked me to play the lead girl in the short. And as we just kind of got to talking about it more and more, I just said, you can't make this a short film. You have to make it a feature. More people will see it, and it's powerful, and you know, people don't, the general public doesn't see a lot of short films unless they're before a Pixar movie. So.
Right. Exactly. Well, Aaron, tell us, you know, give us a summary of the movie and what we can look forward to come October the 28th.
Yeah. So New Life is a love story with one of the things I'm proudest of about it is that it has no objectionable content. It's completely clean. There's nothing you have to worry about ladies covering your date's eyes at any point.
Or protect the kids, you know.
Exactly. So we have a PG rating. So that's wonderful. But the story itself is really powerful and emotional. It follows these two people, Ben and Ava, who meet as children and fall in love and journey into marriage and life together. And really just, you know, have this amazing relationship until this tragic circumstance comes into their lives that sort of throws their lives for a loop. And then we watch them choose to continue to put each other first and to walk hand in hand through this unimaginable storm that they're being challenged with. So I like to say it's kind of the opposite of fireproof in a way in that nothing is going to tear these two people apart. And that's what we get to see.
Well, Aaron, I understand, you know, in this movie, you embraced a unique and new production philosophy. Break that down for our audience. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, our company that we started, Argentum Entertainment, Argentum being the Latin word for silver, is kind of based off of the idea of the purification of process of silver, that movies are on the silver screen, and to get to silver, you have to remove the impurities, which means to get to a good movie, you have to remove the things that take away from good quality storytelling, which, quite frankly, gratuitous objectionable content does that. You know, far too much language, sex, and violence. If you had to throw all that in there, it probably means your story wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed
yes.
some things for shock value to keep the audience interested. Mm-hmm. And so what our company is based on is telling redemptive, inspirational stories, some that really are, you know, overtly faith, and others like New Life that is not overtly faith, but is just a good quality love story that you can go see with your family or with your husband. And not have to worry about the things that make you uncomfortable. You can just enjoy a good movie.
Yeah, you know, to your point, Aaron, people are saying that A New Life is going to be compared with iconic romance movies like The Notebook, Fault in Our Stars, and Love Story. There is just something, you know, about our nature, how we love romance, don't we?
Yes, yes. We do. I do.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't know that it will ever go out of style. I think we're all suckers for a good romantic story, maybe to remind us of the romance of years ago that we may have enjoyed, or the romance that we look forward to.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, love is so central to who we are as human beings. And very often that's what we like to see on the screen. I mean, I love a good action film. I love Braveheart as much as anybody else. But there is something about a really powerful love story, or, you know, for me, I've got those movies that are like my top five movies that when I just need a good cleansing cry, you know,
yes.
I pop in one of these, you know, Steel Magnolias or The Notebook or something. It's great.
See, I think that's a good remedy. See, women do that. See, guys, that we need to do that. Maybe we have our, you know, our Braveheart movies and that sort of thing, but I think part of our humanity is sometimes you just need a good cry, and it's okay.
It's cleansing. It's cathartic.
Without a doubt. I love that. You know, in the movie, you're breaking ground, you know, trying to reach out. Yes, this is, you know, people are going to sense and understand this is, you know, in a sense, a faith film. I mean, it's a good film, appeals to the entire family. There's a message in there, you know, and so some, because of your background, will see this as a faith film. But as you mentioned earlier, it's not necessarily one where you're trying to be overt about it, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, our philosophy with New Life and with a lot of the films that are, you know, coming up that we plan to make with our company is that, you know, both Drew and I are Christians.
Mm.
And when you are an artist, your worldviews naturally come out in your artwork.
Mm.
You don't have to force that. You know, you've poured your heart and your soul into a piece.
Yes.
Or into a film. And so if that's who you are, it's going to come out in your work.
Yes.
And at the same time, we want to make films that people who maybe aren't churchgoers or aren't people of faith can go to a film and not feel like they got tricked into a sermon.
Exactly.
But rather they're inspired, and maybe it does make them ask some questions because...
Well, Aaron, we got to leave it there. Real quick, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yes, New Life.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.